Hello, everybody. I'm Io, and welcome to episode one of The Nook. Woohoo! Thank you so much for joining me today in our inaugural podcast. Every episode, I plan on being here to help you by answering your questions about teaching students with severe and profound disabilities, including autism. And we have some great questions on deck for the next few episodes that I can't wait to share with y'all. But before we get into what's coming up on The Nook, I wanted to let you know that you can have your questions answered right here on this podcast by submitting them on the Noodle Nook website. You can do that by going to www.noodlenook.net/podcast. And if your question is chosen, you will get a free resource from the Noodle Nook store where you can choose from adapted books for science, math, or English, maybe one of the themed monthly units, or possibly math activities for algebra and money. You can have whatever you choose, so please head over to noodlenook.net/podcast and submit your questions today. All right, so here are some of the questions we have coming up on future shows. Rebecca wants to know some of the things she should know about teaching students with autism. And that's a great question so many teachers wonder about, especially those who come to autism units or life skills for the first time. It can be so difficult to come from a general education or in-class support type setting into a life skills or autism unit for the first time. And I think that's a great question, Rebecca. We're going to talk about that in a future show. John has another great question. If a child who can't communicate well displays frustration by hitting and pinching people and pets, how do you teach them to stop? I can tell you right now, John, there is nothing worse than getting hit, pinched, punched, spit on, or anything else when you're at work doing your job trying to help students to learn. So it's a great tool to be able to know how to curb those behaviors before they start. Wonderful question we're going to do on another podcast. Talia seems to be having issues with her class and transition and wants to know how to help autistic children deal with transitions. Again, another great question. I love these questions and I can't wait to answer them on upcoming podcasts. So many of you guys have questions out there about how to be the best teacher you can be when it comes to working with students in low incidence populations and those with severe disabilities like autism. I am so glad to help you in any way I can, and I can't wait to produce more of these podcasts. We need all the great teachers we can get, so stay strong and teach on. Don't miss the next episode. Subscribe right now by visiting www.noodlenook.net/podcast. We'll see you next time.